It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. As the Northwest Missouri State women's and men's basketball team conclude a road trip just down the road from where they played in Joplin the other night. They take on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, one thing that we saw against Missouri Southern for the Bearcat women's team was progress. They did end up with a loss the other night. Again, had a couple of stretches where they didn't play real well, looking for more consistency, but progress right now is the name of the game.
And I think the main area they made a lot of progress in was turnovers. They cut down the turnovers to just 10 in that ball game, and that made a huge difference. They got 73 points on the board. Normally 73 points should have you win, but the big downside to that matchup was it just gave up way too many shots inside. Now, if they can cut down today, we'll cut down a little bit on what Pittsburgh State does in the paint, that'll be a big help. But again, you take the little steps right now with this very young team. And one area that's been a big problem all season long, just way too many turnovers and giving up too many points that way. They were able to cut down on those on Thursday. Hopefully they can build off of that.
You're talking about Pittsburgh State and their points in the paint. One thing that they will see similar, Northwest that is, today, is a lot of driving with the basketball that they saw against Missouri Southern. So hopefully they can pick up and learn that lesson from Thursday and get some stops in the paint today.
And probably a team that's even a little more effective with the guys through the paint with this Pittsburgh State team. A very good team coming in 10-4, 3-2 in the conference, and their two conference losses. They come up with some conference losses against some very good teams in Nebraska, Kearney, Fort Hays State on the road. I had a loss earlier against Emporia State, so they played a very respectable season, and their losses against some very good teams. So this is a very well-coached team and a team that's had a lot of success the last several years. So we're going to go up against a much better team than they saw against Missouri Southern, so it's going to be a tougher task for them. But hopefully by seeing that type of offense on Thursday, that they can go up against this and be a little bit more effective today.
And you were talking about Pittsburgh State and how well they are coached. Coach Lane Lord, really several years ago, did the exact same thing that Coach Buck Shiel is working on right now, and you see where it has gotten Coach Lord in this Pittsburgh State program.
He's got to build a very strong foundation for his squad, and that's of course what Buck Shiel's trying to do with a lot of young players coming in. And you take your lumps when you bring in a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores just learning to play at the collegiate level, and especially at the Division II level in a very good conference in the MIAA. So again, this is a season that you're looking at small improvements, game to game to build on, and look for a lot of success down the line.
Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, our doubleheader this afternoon. We'll be back with more on the pregame show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, getting ready for an afternoon matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. I looked around what's happening in the MIAA this afternoon, all afternoon games, as Lincoln is in Tahlequah, Oklahoma to face Northeastern State. Fort Hays State in Bolivar to take on Southwest Baptist. Central Missouri will be hosting the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Central Oklahoma at home to take on Lindenwood. Missouri Southern will host Missouri Western. And Washburn and Emporia State with a matchup today as well in Topeka, Kansas. The Turnpike Tussle, they call that matchup, but doubleheaders all around the MIAA today. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Segment also underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. KC Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back to the pregame show before this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Buck Scheel. Buck, after the game against Missouri Southern the other night, one of the things you talked about is seeing some progress from some different players, some positive progress. Is that something that really is a focus for you guys as a coaching staff, is just to continue to have progress?
Yeah, right now our biggest thing, game in and game out, is just showing consistent improvement. Improvement individually, but both as a team. And, you know, I thought with that Southern game, offensively, you know, we were much improved than what we have been in the past. We had four players in double figures, probably our most assists per game as a team. and, you know, our lowest number of turnovers as a team as well. And so, you know, for those things to start to show, that that first game back after break was good to see.
When you have some good numbers like that that you haven't seen, is that something that you kind of take to a young team and say, see, you can do it, and have that kind of energy with it?
Absolutely. You know, we sat down and had a pretty good film session yesterday just on showing them those things, but then also showing them, you know, additional areas that they are responsible for that they can do to put themselves in a better position to have success and put their teammates in a better position to have success as well.
When you look at young players in coaching, do you have to take a little bit of a different approach? Maybe use a little more positive than you might say if they've been around for 3-4 years?
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to push their buttons in the right way. And a lot of that, too, is just... it's just, you know, kids in general, and, you know, but especially with those freshmen, you really kind of got to go about it a different way to kind of get your point across and get them to take in everything. And, you know, we're at that point too where it's, you know, his second half of the season with our upperclassmen, as far as our returners, you know, their excuses are pretty limited at this time. You know, we need them to continue to be consistent game in and game out, just because with freshmen and with new kids, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, for a lot of them, it's their first time playing in some of these venues and going against different teams that are doing different things than what we see on a regular basis. But as far as your returners, they know what to expect. They know what they have to do, and we just need them to go out and do that. And I thought, you know, against Southern, we had some upperclassmen, you know, play pretty consistent in some areas, but then inconsistent in some other areas. And so I think if we can clean up a lot of those areas that we can control, it's definitely going to be a positive for us.
With this Pittsburgh State team, Coach Lane Lord did several years ago a lot like what you're doing now, where you bring in young players, take a few lumps early, and then build that team. They've been good the last few years. And they've got several players on this team that have been around and played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with him before the game about that, and you know, it's amazing to see them when they get to that point of just how natural things come. And they're a team offensively that, you know, when they get things going, it's really hard to slow them down. You know, they're really dribble drive oriented team. So defensively, we're going to try to mix things up a little bit just to try to do the best we can to just keep them from getting into a good flow offensively, just because they're a team that's really capable of really hurting you from the outside, but is, along with that, they do a really good job of putting the ball on the floor and getting to the basket as well. And so we're going to have to do a really good job of guarding both levels of the floor with them today.
When you talk about that dribble drive, you obviously saw a lot of that against Missouri Southern. While they didn't have as much threat maybe from the outside that Pitt does, how much does that experience against Southern carry into today?
It should help, and at least kind of make our girls understand how important our closeout angles are with, you know, where the ball is on the floor, and as well as just our help side being better. And with how Pitt State operates, you know, your help side position is going to be there, that first wave of help, but then that second wave of help has to be there every time. And I think if we can get to that point, you know, we're going to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have to, you know, rely on them hopefully missing some shots too. You know, just with a team like this, you know, they're right around 30% three-point shooting team, which is pretty good, but it's not great. But they're one of those teams that's capable of going 40 or 50% from three any game. So you got to be ready to go either way.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or PitsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, preparing for the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. As we take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams, first for Pittsburgh State and head coach Lane Lord, they come in with a 10-4 overall record. They are 3-2 in the MIAA. Shelby Lopez is a 6-foot junior out of Wichita, Kansas, averaging 10.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Paige Imhoff, a 5-foot 10-inch senior guard out of Smithville, Missouri, leads the team in assists and steals. She does average 10 points a game, but has 83 assists and 36 steals on the season for the Gorillas. Michaela Burgess, the leading scorer for Pittsburgh State, a 5-foot 7-inch senior guard from Webb City. Big threat from the outside. She averages 16 points a game and has hit 40 three-pointers this year. Brendley McPherson is a 5-foot 11-inch junior out of Carl Junction, Missouri, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Madison Northcutt is the leading rebounder for Pittsburgh State, pulling down 9 boards a game to go along with 8.5 points a contest. She is a 5'11 junior out of Wichita, Kansas. On the other side for Coach Buck Scheel and the Northwest Missouri State women, going with the same starting lineup that he had Thursday night against Missouri Southern. Jalen Haggard, a 5-foot, 5-inch freshman out of St. Joseph Central High School, averaging 12.5 points and 1.5 rebounds a game, leads the team, having hit 35 three-pointers this year. Mallory McConkey, the 5-foot, 9-inch freshman guard out of Guilford, Missouri and South Dottaway High School, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game, but leads the team with 26 assists and also leads the team in blocks with 10. Mallory McAndrews is a 5-foot, 7-inch junior out of St. Joseph Benton High School, averaging 7.5 points a game. She has hit 29 three-pointers this season for Northwest. Tanya Meyer, a 5-foot, 10-inch senior out of Sioux City, Iowa. She's the leading scorer and rebounder and also leads the team in steals, averaging 14.5 points a game, 9 rebounds a contest, and she also has 11 takeaways so far this year. Kaylani Maiaba, also in the starting lineup, the 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California. She comes in averaging 5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Maiaba making her 5th start of the season as a Bearcat. Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State are doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. We're back to John Lance Arena with the women's matchup. Right after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. A little later this afternoon, the men's teams will be meeting up here in Pittsburgh. And, John, one thing the Northwest men are doing today is something they don't do very often, and that looks about back from a loss.
That's right. Just one loss a year ago. So far, just one loss this season, ironically, to the same team at the same location as Northwest, coming off a loss to Missouri Southern on Thursday night. In Joplin this afternoon, they face a Pittsburgh State team that's a little bit of a different look from past years under first-year head coach Kim Anderson, coming over from the University of Missouri, and of course, the longtime head coach prior to that at Central Missouri. He brought in a whole ton of transfers to this roster, so a different-looking Pittsburgh State team, but again, on the Northwest Missouri State side of things, just trying to come back after a tough loss to a Missouri Southern team that was red hot from the field there in the second half.
Well, we have a moment. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest out at midcourt. Kehlani Ma'ava will be in the center circle to get this one started. Northwest in the road black and green uniforms once again this afternoon, and for Pittsburgh State in the home white and red. They head out toward midcourt after hearing some final words before the game from their head coach, Lane Lord. Madison Northcutt will step into the center circle across from Ma'ava to get this one started here today. We're set to go. Ball's in the air. Pittsburgh State will control it, working from right to left here at John Lance Arena. Imhoff runs the point, hands it off for Brindley McPherson. Now she'll hand it to Lopez. Heads over to the right side of the floor, throws it away. Steal for Haggard. Jalen Haggard takes it, goes up with the shot. It's no good. She was tripped up. I think was expecting some contact there from Paige Imhoff. There was no contact, and the turnover will give it back to Pittsburgh State. Each team with a possession, no score. Imhoff works it over to the right side for Burgess. Gets a screen from Northcutt, brings it top of the key. There goes the three, and it's good. Michaela Burgess hits her first shot of the game. And it's her 41st three-pointer of the season. And it's a 3-0 lead for Pittsburgh State. Maiava inside to Meyer. Meyer on the block. Double team kicks it out. Maiava will take a three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Meyer. She'll get it out to Haggard, who works it to the right wing. McAndrews takes the pass there. Bounce pass now over to Meyer, who thought about a three from the right side. Now drives, back down, hook shot just outside the paint. Won't go, and Burgess there for the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Pass goes ahead for McPherson. Now into the left corner, a three up from Shelby Lopez. No good, but Northcutt there for the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff, top of the key. Drives, now looks to kick it out. Fired the dribble over to Northcutt at the right elbow. She'll drive with it. Goes up with a shot partially blocked by Maiava. Rebound for Imhoff, who goes to the free throw line. Takes a 15-footer. No good. And a foul call coming. It'll be against Jalen Haggard. That's the first foul of this game. So an inbound for Pittsburgh State. Underneath their own bucket, right side of the floor. Imhoff steps out to trigger it in. Out to the top it goes. McPherson drives up with the shot. That's no good. And Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Gets the outlet to Haggard. Long pass ahead to McAndrews. Left sideline. Now inside to Maiava. Backing down on Northcutt. Kicks it out to McConkey. She'll drive with it. Up with a shot on the right side. No good. And the rebound to Burgess. She'll push it up the floor. A 2-on-3 for Pittsburgh State. Burgess takes it in the lane. Guarded by Meyer, will kick it out. Top of the key, McPherson on the drive to the left side, on the block, an up and under move. Layup is good. McPherson with her first 2 points. It's a 5-0 lead for Pittsburgh State. 7:59 to play in the first quarter. McConkey to the top of the key, McAndrews. She'll drive past Imhoff. Now over to the left side, Maiava, who hits a 10-footer on the baseline. Kehlani Maiava with the first points of the game for Northwest. Now quickly ahead the other way. Shelby Lopez gets it top of the key. Burgess makes the pass right, goes on the drive, stops, 10-footer, no good. Rebound for Meyer for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Haggard. So stop top of the key, worker to Meyer, left side, long three from Meyer, and it's good. Tanya Meyer ties the game at 5. That's her 24th three-pointer of the season, and with 7:22 to play in the first quarter, it's a 5-5 game. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Imhoff out near the center circle. Haggard gives her some room. Now she'll dribble over to the right side of the floor. Gets a pass to the top of the key, McPherson. On to the left side, Burgess. Started a drive, cut off by McAndrews. Now to the left corner, McPherson. Drives into the lane on Meyer. Spins, goes up with a left-handed shot. No good, and McAndrews crashes the boards for Northwest. She'll dribble it up the floor this time around, working it over to the right side. Gets a pass on the wing for McConkey. McConkey with a drive. Kick out. Haggard, three-pointer on the way. That one's off left. Rebound tipped by Northcutt. Still loose on the floor. A couple of players dive after it. It's still loose. Northcutt now will control for Pittsburgh State. To Burgess. Ahead to Lopez, who had to save it inbounds. Right corner, Imhoff. Three. Good. Paige Imhoff with just her 10th three-pointer of the season, but she makes it an 8-5 game. Pittsburgh State with a lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. 6:18 to play in the first quarter. Meyer top of the key. Will drive with the basketball. Tried to come to a stop, but drugged the pivot foot. And that will give it back to Pittsburgh State as Macy Williams checks into the Northwest lineup, taking the place of Jalen Haggard. Maya Williams comes into the game for Pittsburgh State along with Athena Alvarado. And Maria Dentlinger checks in for Northwest as well, taking the place of Kehlani Maiava. Michaela Burgess will run the point for Pittsburgh State. At the top of the key, open, puts up the three. It's no good. Tanya Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Macy Williams. Williams to Meyer, top of the key. Now over to the left side, McAndrews. She'll drive with it toward the baseline. Spins, kicks it out to Williams. Top of the key, into the lane, behind the back with a dribble. Out to the left side for McAndrews. Takes a three, goes inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. Hook shot in the lane, good for Tanya Meyer. Good possession there for Northwest. It's an 8-7 game. Pittsburgh State with the lead and the basketball. 5:35 to play in the first quarter. Burgess out to the left side on the wing for Megan Maher. Maher now to the right elbow, expires the dribble. Over to the right side, Williams takes the three. It's off the back of the rim, rebound for Maher. Kick back out to Williams. Now Burgess, top of the key. On to the left side. There's the drive by Lopez. Up with the runner. In and out, no good. And Dittlinger takes the rebound off the floor for Northwest. Outlet will go to Williams. Ahead to McConkie. On the perimeter, working against Burgess. Drives, spins, goes up with a shot. Good off the glass, and Northwest has a one-point lead.
Good start to this game for Northwest. We're both offensively and defensively running their offense very well and doing a pretty good job limiting Pittsburgh State to one shot down the floor.
Alvarado in the lane trying to dribble across the paint. Travels with the basketball. Nope, they're going to call a foul here instead on Maria Dentlinger. That'll be the first on Dentlinger. Second team foul, and it brings us to a timeout with 4:51 to play in the first quarter. 9-8, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Pittsburgh State. We're back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Pittsburgh State with the ball coming out of the timeout. Kehlani Maiva with a steal down low for Northwest. And the pass goes ahead to Macy Williams. Down the corner for Kylie Coleman. Top of the key, McAndrews. Bearcats lead at 9-8 with 4:30 to play in the first quarter. Inside to Maiva. Kick out right side, McAndrews. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Now down to Dentlinger. The pass tip right back to McAndrews. Coleman to Williams on the left wing. Into Maiva. Four on the shot clock. Maiva with a shot in the lane. Too strong. Rebound inside for Athena Alvarado for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff takes the outlet. Brings it to the top of the key for the Gorillas. Spins. Kicks it out. Now a three coming from Lopez. That's off the front of the rim. No good. And McAndrews a rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Williams. Williams on the right wing. Over to the left for Coleman. Now to McAndrews. Inside Maiva once again. Back down. Goes up with a shot. This time rattles it home. Kehlani Maiva with 4 points. And Northwest Missouri State up 11-8. 3:44 to play in the first quarter. I'm off to the right side. Leaves it on the wing for Maher. Dribbles to the left elbow, expires that dribble. Now to the top of the key for Alvarado. And Alvarado travels with the basketball, trying to decide what to do with it. And that's the first turnover of the game for Pittsburgh State, giving it to Northwest.
Again, a good start for this game for the Bearcats. They're running their offense very well. I like the way they're getting the ball inside of their post player. Maiva's taking advantage of that. Nice shot that last trip down the floor. And then coming back down on defense, they're getting down and making Pittsburgh State work for their shots.
Brendley McPherson checks back in for Pittsburgh State. Macy Williams across midcourt with a pass over to the right side for Coleman. Now to McAndrews. She drives with it to the free throw line. Kick into the right corner. Coleman back out to McAndrews. The three is on the way. It's off the front of the rim. And Madison Northcutt with the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff works it ahead on the right side. McPherson drives down to the baseline. Cut off by Meyer. And now throws it away. Maiva comes up with the steal for Northwest. Outlet will go to Macy Williams. Ahead to McAndrews, right side, quickly into Meyer, top of the key, now to Coleman. Works it over to the left side for Williams, into Maiva, high post, top of the key, Meyer, three-pointer on the way. That one in and out, no good. Burgess the rebound for Pittsburgh State. It's a three-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Now down the lane goes Burgess, kick out to the right side, McPherson, inside to Northcutt, shot good off the glass for Madison Northcutt. First points for Northcutt. Makes it a one-point game, 11-10. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. 2:28 to go in the first quarter. Meyer over to McAndrews. Now inside to Ma'aba. Tried to get it to Macy Williams. It threw her hands and out of bounds. I think Williams thought that Kylie Coleman was behind her and kind of pulled her hands down to let it go to Coleman. But Coleman was off just a little bit on the line of the pass, and it goes out of bounds and gives it back to Pittsburgh State. Imhoff across midcourt with the dribble. Wants to work it to the right side of the floor. Nothing over there. She'll bring it back to the middle. Guarded by Kylie Coleman. Continues to dribble with it. Now to the high post left side, McPherson. Fakes a pass, goes on a drive, down to the right block, spins, left-handed shot off the front of the rim. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. Bearcats keeping a one-point lead here. Now 1:56 to play in the first quarter. Williams to the left side for Coleman. Looks in at Meyer. Gets it to her on the block. Backs down. Goes up with the shot, and it's good over Brindley McPherson. Tanya Meyer with 7 points. Then it's a 13-10 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 1:40 to play in the first quarter. Drive by Imhoff. Kick out right side. Burgess takes a three, and it's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it belongs to Northwest off of Madison Northcutt.
Another good job blocking out on the defensive boards for Northwest.
1:34 to play in the first quarter. The 13-10 lead for the Bearcats. Williams across the timeline. Left side, Dentlinger. Now to McAndrews. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a dribble. Kick out to Coleman. Is knocked away by Imhoff. It goes out of bounds. Northwest will inbound on the baseline. Right side, about halfway between the basket and the corner as it comes into Meyer right side. He'll hand it to Williams. Williams steps back, takes a three, and it's good for Macy Williams. Williams had a three in the loss to Missouri Southern on Thursday and now has a three-pointer here, her sixth of the season. Bearcats are up by six. Top of the key, McPherson goes on a drive in a double team. Now to Northcutt. Her shot on the right side. Good. Madison Northcutt with 4 points. And it's a 16-12 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Williams over to the left side. Now top of the key, Meyer puts up a long three. Nothing but net for Tanya Meyer. Second three of the quarter for Meyer. She's at 10 points, and it's a 19-12 Northwest Missouri State lead. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Imhoff on the drive left side. Bounce pass to Northcutt. Blocked away from behind by Tanya Meyer. Held ball, and Northwest will get possession with 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Solid quarter for the Northwest Missouri State women. Jalen Haggard will check back into the lineup for the Cats, take the place of Macy Williams, who just gave the Bearcats some very solid minutes. Now Haggard will bring it up the floor. Here's from her head coach, Buck Shield, as she walks it across midcourt. They can't play for the last shot of the quarter, but they're going to take as much time off the clock as they can, about 4 seconds difference between the two clocks. Haggard continues to dribble near the center circle. Now with 10 on the shot clock, sets the play in motion. Works it over to the right side to Meyer. Top of the key, fakes a three, goes on a drive. Kick out to Haggard. She'll take the three. In and out, won't go. Rebound tip. It'll be chased down by Northcutt on the baseline. 4 seconds to play in the half. Ahead to Burgess. Burgess will put up a long three off the front of the rim. No good. And at the end of the first quarter, the Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over Pittsburgh State 19-12. We're back with second quarter action in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State women with a 19-12 lead over Pittsburgh State. We start the second quarter. Northwest will bring out Mallory McConkey, Kehlani Ma'aba, Jalen Haggard, Tanya Meyer, and Kylie Coleman. to start the second. Paige Imhoff takes the inbound. Pittsburgh State with the first possession of the quarter. Picks up the dribble at the left elbow. Needing to get rid of it. Does so to the right side for Elena Flott. Now on to the left, Burgess. Drives to the free throw line. Expires the dribble. Works it out right side to Imhoff. Imhoff now down the lane with it. Up with the runner. It's good off the glass for Paige Imhoff. She has 5 points. And it's a 19-14 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Mava to the right side for Coleman on the wing. Adam Meyer top of the key. Over to the left, McConkie. McConkie into Coleman, cutting to the free throw line. Out to Haggard, right wing. Bounce pass inside to Meyer. Right back to Haggard. Drives up with a layup. Right past Imhoff. It's good for Jalen Haggard. First point for Haggard. Northwest up by 7. 9-10 to play in the first half. Burgess with it at the top of the key. Over to the left side. Now on a backdoor cut to Lopez in the lane. Shot knocked away, but a foul call will send Shelby Lopez to the free throw line for Pittsburgh State. Kehlani Maiaba will pick up her first foul. It's also the first foul of the second quarter against Northwest. And Shelby Lopez to the line, where she's a pretty good free throw shooter. 25 of 29 on the season. First of two opportunities here is good. First point of the ball game for Lopez. Valerie McAndrews back in for Northwest. Coleman goes to the sideline. And Josie Fortney checks in for Pittsburgh State, taking the place of Imhoff. Second free throw on the way for Lopez, and that one's good as well. So she gets her first 2 points at the charity stripe. A 5-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Bearcats with the basketball. Maiaba outside the arc gives it up for McConkie. Now back to Maiaba. Top of the key, Haggard. Over to the right side, McConkie. Guarded by Burgess in the corner. Gets a screen, goes on the drive, up with the layup. Good on the right side for Mallory McConkie. McConkie with 4 points. Bearcats up 23-16. 8:38 to play in the first half. McPherson, top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane. Got away with the travel, nearly threw it away. Her pass attempt to Flott, knocked out of bounds by McAndrews, who just about got control of that basketball. And now Pittsburgh State will inbound baseline right. It's lobbed out to Burgess between the circles. Top of the key, open, three on the way. Good for Michaela Burgess. All 6 of her points have come outside the arc. 23-19, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. 8:20 to play in the first half. Into Meyer on the block. Tried to go baseline, cut off by McPherson. Gets it out top of the key for McConkie. Now to the left, Haggard. Haggard started a drive, backs up, puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim, and Burgess with the rebound for Pittsburgh State. The dribble across midcourt with it to the top of the key. Stops, leaves it there for Lopez. On the drive, right side shot. Hits the rim first, no good. Lopez comes up with the rebound, then falls to the floor and is called for the travel. And that will give it to Northwest Missouri State with Maria Dentlinger checking back into the lineup, taking the place of Tanya Meyer.
Like what Northwest is doing defensively early in this game, being much more aggressive than they were Thursday night. I guess a similar type of offense. Now, Pittsburgh State has scored some points off of drives to the bucket, but Northwest making things a lot more difficult for the Gorillas in getting those shots to go.
Macy Williams back in the game as well, as Jalen Haggard will get a breather. Williams will run the point for Northwest. Over to the right side for McConkie. Now to the top of the key, McAndrews. On to the left for Williams. Inside, Maiaba. Kick back out to Williams. Williams wants to drive with it. Goes up with a layup right side. It won't go. And the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Fortney comes out of there with it for the Gorillas. 7:32 to play in the first half. Now a drive, a shot up. She just kind of chucked it up there, and it rattled down for Josie Fortney. Her first points, and the lead is cut to 2. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Williams on the right side, dribbles behind the back. Now top of the key, McAndrews. She'll dribble over to the right, give it back to Williams near the corner. Williams with a couple of dribbles up toward the wing. Now to Maria Dentlinger. Back out to the right wing. This time it's McConkie. She starts a drive, cut off, gives it to Dentlinger. Dentlinger, top of the key to McAndrews. Lost the handle on the basketball, and a reach-in foul will be called against Pittsburgh State. And this is going to be the first foul of the game called against the Gorillas. Josie Fortney picks up the foul. Northwest gets a fresh shirt. 30 on the shot clock. Will inbound baseline left. 6:58 to play in the first half. McConkey on the drive. Up with the shot. Good off the glass. Northwest up by four.
Talked about Pittsburgh State being effective driving to the bucket in this game so far in the first half. Northwest has had several drives inside that's resulted in points.
McConkey with six. Pittsburgh State with the ball. Burgess drives. Double team. Kicks it out. Right side. A three from Maya Williams. No good. Rebound Williams. Follow up on the right is good. 25-23, Northwest Missouri State's lead. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half as Macy Williams brings it up the floor for Northwest. Over to Mahava, right side. Out of McConkey. She has it on the wing. Top of the key for Williams. She'll continue to work the right side. Dribbles to the wing and brings it top of the key to McAndrews. McAndrews with the dribble to McConkey. To the free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Gets it out to McAndrews. Right side. 8 on the shot clock. Williams at the top of the key. Williams, drive down the right side of the lane, underneath, reverse layup for Macy Williams, no good, and the rebound for Shelby Lopez for Pittsburgh State. Burgess with it, stops top of the key, guarded by McAndrews, now tries to drive on McAndrews, throws up the shot, no good, rebound for McConkey on the backside for Northwest. 25-23, Northwest Missouri State's lead, a pass ahead on the right for McAndrews. Now to Williams, 5:39 to play in the first half, over to McConkey on the left wing. McConkey to the top of the key for Detmer. McAndrews. Now to the right wing, Williams. Fires it into Mahava on the block. Couple of dribbles across the lane. Shot no good. And the rebound for Elena Plott inside for Pittsburgh State. Outlet ahead for Fortney. Fortney at the top of the key. Now hands it for Burgess. Burgess on to the left side. Gives it for Lopez. Lopez tries to drive. Double team. Pass across the lane. Kicked away by Maria Dentlinger. She was looking for Elena Plott. Tanya Meyer, Kylie Coleman, and Jalen Haggard in for Northwest Missouri State. Mallory McAndrews and Mallory McConkey will stay on the floor for the Bearcats. Megan Maher back into the ball game for Pittsburgh State, along with Paige Imhoff. Inbound comes to Maya Williams on the left side. She dribbles over to the right, goes on the drive, up with the shot, hit it, and draws the foul. So she'll get a three-point play opportunity. Tanya Meyer called for her first. The bucket by Williams ties the score at 25. She'll have a chance to give Pittsburgh State the lead if she can hit the free throw. Athena Alvarado back into the ball game, taking the place of Elena Plott for the Gorillas. 5:06 to play in the first half. And Williams gets set with that free throw attempt, and it's off the back of the rim. So we'll stay tied at 25. Kylie Coleman with a rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. Over to Coleman on the left wing. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. Spins. Shot with a left hand. Blocked out of bounds by Alvarado. So Northwest will inbound baseline left after a timeout. 4:54 to play in the first half. Tied at 25. Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in Sort 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
With the basketball following the timeout. Top of the key, Mallory McConkey puts up a three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Athena Alvarado for Pittsburgh State. Game tied at 25, 4:39 to play in the first half. Paige Imhoff Gets it over to Alvarado at the left elbow. She tries to drive on Meyer. Spins up with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It's off of Kylie Coleman as she was racing Megan Maher to that rebound and knocked it out of bounds. So Pittsburgh State will inbound baseline left. Imhoff into the corner for Burgess. Burgess with a pass inside. Gets it to Alvarado. Up with the hook shot off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped around. Burgess comes with it. Alvarado now goes up with a shot. Missed it again. Her follow no good. Off the bottom of the rim. But a foul call will send her to the free throw line for two as Tanya Meyer picks up her second. Alvarado 14 of 21 at the free throw line this season. We'll have two opportunities there. 4:18 to go in the first half, and the first free throw is good, and gives Pittsburgh State the lead back. They have not led since early on in the ball game as Kehlani Maava checks back in for Northwest Missouri State. Alvarado will get a second free throw attempt as well. Brendley McPherson has checked back in for Pittsburgh State as the second free throw goes for Alvarado, and it's a 27-25 lead. For the Gorillas, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 4:12 to play in the first half. McAndrews at the top of the key. Now gives it up for Haggard. Now to McConkey. McAndrews puts up a three. It's no good. And Kylie Coleman trying to get after the loose ball. Can't quite grip it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and Pittsburgh State will have it. Imhoff looks over to her head coach, Lane Lord, for the play call. Now trots across midcourt, will be picked up by Haggard. Dribbles over to the right side of the floor. Now back to the middle and on to the left. Gets it on the wing for Maher. Drives along the baseline. Back out to Imhoff. Imhoff to the top of the key. Gets a screen. Now to the free throw line. Out to the left side. McPherson on the drive. Bounce pass into Alvarado is knocked away. And a loose ball to Kylie Coleman for Northwest. Haggard across midcourt. Now to Coleman. Gets it on the right wing. McConkey. Top of the key. McAndrews. Over to the left for Haggard. Haggard now back to the right side. McConkey with it on the wing. Starts to drive. Cut off. Now has the ball taken away as Burgess picks her pocket. Cross midcourt. A one-on-two. Burgess will slow it up. Dribble out to the corner. Now drive on the baseline. Bumped by McAndrews. And that'll be the first foul on Mallory McAndrews. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and...
Shelby Lopez back in the game for Pittsburgh State. They'll inbound on the baseline left with 3:12 to play in the first half. Girl is up 27-25. McPherson down the right side of the lane. Up and under move. Left-handed shot short. Rebound and follow by Northcutt, though, is good. At 6 for Northcutt. 29-25 the lead for Pittsburgh State. McConkey to Maava. Top of the key. Over to the left for Haggard. Haggard gets it to Coleman. Back between the circles. Over to the right side. McConkey. Now to Haggard. Open. A three on the way. In and out won't go. And Northcutt the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Outlet ahead to Imhoff, who will push the pace. Bring it over to the right wing. Out to Burgess, who gets a screen from Northcutt. Now drives with the basketball over to Northcutt on the right. Missed it. Shot good. 8 for Northcutt. A timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 31-25. Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest. 2:31 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MarylandDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, a 15-2 run in the last minute and 13 seconds for Pittsburgh State has them up 31-25 over Northwest Missouri State. Cats have played a solid first half of basketball, but that timeout, I think a good one there by Buck Shield to try to quash the momentum for the Gorillas. Ahead to Coleman. Northwest with the ball. Now to McAndrews. On to the right side for Haggard. Haggard gets a screen from Maria Dentlinger. Tried to get it to her on the pick and roll. It's knocked out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound with 2:19 to play in the first half. Inbound will come from McConkie on the sideline. Out to Haggard near midcourt. Haggard waits for her teammates to set the offense. 14 on the shot clock. Down to the left side for Coleman. Inside Dentlinger. A couple of dribbles for Dentlinger. Tries to go up with a shot. Knocked away by Northcutt. Now Barreto picks up the basketball for Pittsburgh State. Ahead to Imhoff at the top of the key. Now picks up the dribble at the left elbow. Gets rid of it over to the right side. Northcutt on the drive. Misses the shot. Coleman crashes the boards for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. 31-25. Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Pass inside to Dentlinger. Top of the key for Coleman. Coleman looks to go back to Dentlinger. Not there. Now out to McConkie. Over to Coleman on the right side. Top of the key, McAndrew. She drives with it to Coleman. Three-pointer on the way, right side. That one short. Rebound. Saved inbounds by McConkie, but it goes to Imhoff for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff down the lane. Picks up the dribble on the block. Kicks it out to the left wing, Lopez. She'll take it to the top of the key with the dribble. Hand it for Burgess. Burgess on the drive. Spins in the lane. Goes down to Northcutt. Shot blocked by Dentlinger. The rebound by Northcutt. Can't get the follow, but she does draw the foul the second time around against Maria Dentlinger, and that'll be the second on Dentlinger. And two free throws for Madison Northcutt.
Early on in this half, Northwest was doing a good job limiting Pittsburgh State's offensive rebounds, but since that point, they've been pulling down some boards and now nine offensive rebounds at this point.
Northcutt struggles at the free throw line, misses the first, shooting 49% of the line this year. Mele Tupuwata comes back into the game for the first time this afternoon for Northwest. And the second free throw is good for Northcutt, keeping her right on her pace. 1-2 at the line on that trip, and it's a 32-25 lead for Pittsburgh State.
Also at the other end, defensively for Pittsburgh State, doing a good job on their defensive boards. They've out-rebounded Northwest overall by 10 at this point.
Marina Bauza into the game for the first time for Pittsburgh State, giving Northcutt a breather. Now to the right side, McConkie with it. Into the corner for Haggard. Skip pass to the left side for Coleman. Under a minute to play in the first half. Northwest down by 7. McConkie on the left sideline. Wants to drive on Burgess, and they call her with a travel before that drive starts. And that will give it back to Pittsburgh State. For Northwest, that's the sixth turnover of the ball game. They had just 10 against Missouri Southern on Thursday night. Burgess with it on the left side, on the wing. Gets a screen from Bauza, takes the top of the key, left open, takes the three. It's off right, long rebound into the corner. McConkie will chase it down for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Haggard. She's across midcourt with the dribble, picked up by Imhoff. Half a minute to play in this first half. Over to the left side it goes to Coleman. Now top of the key, McAndrews. Onto the right wing, Haggard to McConkie. Looks to go left with it, now does to Coleman. McAndrews on the sideline, 10 on the shot clock. Tried to go into Tupuwata. It's knocked loose. The ball on the sideline, picked up by Pittsburgh State. Lopez able to come up with it. Gets it to Imhoff. 8 to play in the half. Imhoff at the top of the key to the left side for Burgess. Burgess will try a drive down to the baseline. Goes up with a shot and gets hammered. So Michaela Burgess will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Pittsburgh State, who, by the way, has only been called for one foul in this first half. Mallory McConkie called for her first. Northwest has been called for 8, on the other hand, as Burgess gets 2 opportunities at the line. The first one is good. And again, I don't think that necessarily says anything about the officiating. I think Northwest is just playing much more aggressive defense.
Yeah, I think so. And Pittsburgh State forcing the ball inside on some of those drives, forcing Northwest to make some fouls.
Burgess hits both free throws. 8 points for her, and that'll be the end of the first half. 34-25, the halftime score. Pittsburgh State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more from John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Missouri State and Pittsburgh State, our matchup this afternoon, 34-25. The Gorilla Women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. And, John, again, a smaller section, but one section there of that first half that hurt Northwest as Pittsburgh State was able to go on a run when Northwest actually was up by 7 at one point, and Pittsburgh State finishing out the first half on a good solid run, played well. Northwest got just 2 points in the last 3 minutes and 30 seconds of the half, and that's one thing that hurt the Bearcats.
Oh, no doubt about it. That 18-2 run going into the locker room at halftime, the huge difference here. And Northwest up to that point had been doing a good job really making Pittsburgh State work for some shots. They were doing a good job getting some rebounds and then on the defensive side, and then really weren't running their offense so well and getting some good looks in the post, and that then created some opportunities outside. But at that point where Pittsburgh State started to make that run, they really, I think, picked up the pace defensively against the Bearcats, forced Northwest to take some shots that are a little bit out of their comfort zone, and it resulted in that run where the Gorillas are up here at halftime.
And I said it was the last 3:30, but they actually had just 2 points over the, really in the fourth quarter from the last 6:54 of that first half. They had a similar run in the second quarter against Missouri Southern as well, basically about the same spot in the game.
And I think this is something that the coaching staff's been working on is from the standpoint of trying to put together four complete quarters in a game, and that's been a problem for Northwest. They came out to start this game, played probably as good a basketball as they played all season long, a good strong first quarter, and a good strong first couple minutes of that second quarter, but they just did not finish the quarter well. Now, right now, a situation where they just need to regroup at halftime, still in this ball game, and come back out in the third quarter and kind of start the third quarter the way they started this game.
34-25, Pittsburgh State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The men's matchups coming up later on this afternoon. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at the half of the women's matchup, 34-25, Pittsburgh State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, the Bearcat men will take on the Gorillas. And joining us now is Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. And coach, somewhat unfamiliar position for your team today, trying to bounce back from a loss. You guys have played well the last couple of seasons, but seemed like watching the team and shoot around a little bit earlier today and things like that, that they were able to put that behind them and move on. And I would think that win or lose, that's kind of what you guys are looking for anyway.
Yeah, we want to move on. Obviously, we've won a lot lately, and it's a lot better to put the game behind you after you win and move on to the next one. But, you know, we went back, watched some film of the game, and there were some things that we did, you know, that cost us the game. And we were really good defensively for most of that game when we went back and watched on film. But the keys, you know, we said going into it, offensive rebounding was going to be big, and we were probably as bad as we've been in a long time on the defensive glass. So that was a big key. And, you know, turnovers, we turn it over more than we're, you know, we normally do. And having 11 turnovers in a game like that on the road when, you know, it's already challenging enough against a team like that that can hit shots and can score even when you play good defense. So there's definitely some things that we could have done that game to win, but you got to put it behind you. You know, we worked on, you know, or we showed the clips of our rebounding. We got to do a much better job on the glass today and hopefully continue to play good defensively and just clean up that other stuff.
When you talk about Southern hitting some shots, of their three-pointers, a lot of them were contested. You had guys right there in their face, and those shots were going down. Obviously, that's big for confidence for the team making those shots, but when you're in good defensive position and you still see a shot go down, that's really got to be tough on a defender.
Yeah, and I mean, we try to, you know, not focus on the result. It's more process-oriented where if we get a good challenge and we feel like we play good defense, you can live with guys making tough shots. It's just, you know, when you give guys easier shots, you know, the basket gets a little bit bigger and it allows them to make more of those tough shots. But, you know, they had a stretch there where they were feeling good and they were hitting tough shots. But, I mean, percentage-wise, it wasn't like they shot a great percentage for the game. And we saw first half, you know, it was at one point C.J. Carr was 1 of 9. And then just got it going, got in flow. And a lot of that was, you know, giving them second chances. They start playing with more confidence. You turn the ball over a few times, give them an easy bucket. Took some, you know, a few average early shots that they got out and ran. And that's kind of what they do. And then they got that feel good going. And they're tough to stop after that.
This Pittsburgh State team, three players averaging at least 13 points or more in a ball game. But what do you expect out of them today?
Well, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of guarding the basketball. You know, similar to Southern, they have some really talented guys that can make plays. And on an individual level where, you know, there's going to be a lot of times where you're out there and it's more of an ISO game and a one-on-one. But we got to do a good job of continuing to play team defense. You know, we've talked about it before. Guarding the basketball isn't just, you know, the guy on the ball. It's the guys in the gaps are, you know, help side, being to the right, being to the left, and being in position. So we got to do a good job guarding the ball. Xavier Adams, Division I transfer for him, is really good in the post, and he does a good job of getting to the foul line. And this team doesn't shoot a lot of threes. You know, they only make, I think, 6 threes a game. They shoot a decent percentage, but their game is get to the paint, get to the basket, get to the free throw line, put pressure on defense. So, you know, our first line of defense has to be really good, and we got to do a better job on the boards because they're a good offensive rebounding team as well, and then hopefully just play at a high level defensively and hopefully you know, be able to score offensively. I think we'll be able to they'll get out in lanes a little bit this is a team that can get frustrated. So hopefully we can get out, play with a little confidence, get it going early, and they're a team that like I said can get frustrated.
All right, coach, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's associate head coach. They'll match up with Pittsburgh State a later on this afternoon. At the half, the women's game is 34-25. Pittsburgh State with the lead. We look at some first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mountain City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas at John Lance Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State. 34-25, Pitt State's lead at the half as we look at some of the scoring from this one. Tanya Meyer leading all scorers, the only one that had double digits in the first half, but all 10 of her points came in the first quarter. She did have 5 rebounds as well, hit a couple of three-pointers, 2 of the 3 threes that Northwest had in the first half. 6 points out of Mallory McConkie, also 4 points for Kehlani Maiava, 3 points for Macy Williams. She hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half. And Jalen Haggard with a couple of points for Northwest as well. On the other side for Pittsburgh State, 9 points out of Madison Northcutt, leading the scoring for them. For Northcutt, that's a half a point higher than her season average, and she scored it in the first half. 8 points for Michaela Burgess. She had a couple of three-pointers. Both teams with just 3 three-pointers each in the first half. A lot of the activity taking place in the paint for both teams today. 5 points for Paige Imhoff. She hit the other 3 for Pittsburgh State. Also 4 points for Maya Williams coming off the bench, and a couple of points apiece for Josie Fortney, Athena Alvarado, Shelby Lopez, and Brenly McPherson. Team totals, Northwest Missouri State shooting 39% in the first half. They had just 6 second quarter points. They were 3 of 12 from the field in the second quarter. On the other side for Pittsburgh State, they shoot 35% in the first half. So those are some of the numbers from the first half. This one, Pittsburgh State with a 34-25 lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Pittsburgh State out on the floor awaiting the arrival of the Bearcat women. Still hearing from their head coach, Buck Scheel. For Pittsburgh State, Michaela Burgess, Paige Imhoff, Shelby Lopez, Madison Northcutt, and Brenly McPherson out there to start the second half. Northwest Missouri State will have the ball to start the second half. They'll send out Jalen Haggard, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, Kehlani Maiava and Mallory McConkey. Bearcats going to try to bounce back from a 6-point second quarter. As we get started here, Northwest will be working right to left as we view it here at John Lance Arena. Haggard between the circles, gives it to Maiava. Now over to the left side, McAndrews. Gets a pass top of the key, Meyer. Starts to drive, kick out to McConkey. Now over to the right wing. Haggard with it there. She'll put up a three, blocked by Imhoff, who tips the ball, but picked up by Maiava. Spins in the lane, up with a shot, no good. Rebound, fought for, tipped out by Northcutt to Imhoff. Pittsburgh State with their first possession. Imhoff kicks it out right to Burgess. She drives in the lane, looks to go in the corner, does to McPherson, back to Burgess. Crossover dribble, has it in the corner, open. Three on the way from Shelby Lopez, and Lopez hits her first three-pointer of the game and gives Pittsburgh State their biggest lead of the game at 12. 9:17 to play in the third quarter. Right side, McConkey. Now to Meyer. Meyer works it over to the right side, McConkey. Into the corner for Haggard. She'll bring it up to the wing with the dribble. Still on the right side of the floor. Skip across to the left for McConkey. Now to McAndrews. Gets a screen from Meyer, dribbles to the free throw line. McConkey, top of the key, now to Meyer on the left side. Meyer will put it up from NBA range, in and out, no good. And the rebound for Northcutt for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff takes the outlet, over to Lopez, left side. Drive into the paint, into the right corner, McPherson, top of the key. Wide open, Burgess, in and out, no good. Northwest got away with one there. Burgess rarely misses a wide open three. Rebound for the Bearcats as Meyer gets it out to Haggard. Meyer takes it back, backs in on the dribble, double teams to Maiava, 15-footer on the baseline, rattles out, and Burgess with the rebound for Pittsburgh State. Cross midcourt, one-handed pass to Northcutt, into the lane, up with a shot, got it to go.
First half, Northwest limited the transition buckets out of Pittsburgh State. That time they were able to get the ball down and get a very good look at the bucket to get that shot to go down.
Pass ahead on the right side is knocked out of bounds by Michaela Burgess. The Northwest will inbound as Elena Flott checks in for the Gorillas. 39-25, the lead for Pittsburgh State, 8:13 to play in the third quarter. Over to the left side, it's on the wing for McAndrews. She'll bring it top of the key, give it up to McConkey on the right. Now to Haggard. Looks inside at Dentlinger, not there. Into the high post for Meyer, being pushed around. Gets it into the corner, Dentlinger underneath. Haggard, reverse layup, no good. Rebound on the backside for Imhoff. Northwest has just gone cold offensively. Started out very hot, now Flott with it on the left side. Out to Imhoff on the left. Inside, trying to go back to Flott, throws it away, and Northwest Missouri State will have it. Cats in the first quarter shot 50% from the field and just 25%, 3 of 12 in the second quarter. Haggard at the top of the key, works it over to the left side. Now to Meyer, on to the right for McConkey. To McAndrews, back to Meyer. Guarded by McPherson, Meyer will give it up right side McConkey. She'll bring it over to the left with the dribble. And a reach-in foul on Paige Imhoff, trying to knock the ball away. That'll be the first foul of this second half. So Northwest will inbound on the sideline near the corner. Haggard will step out to trigger it in for Northwest. Gets it in to Meyer, hands it back to Haggard, left side, top of the key, McAndrews. Now down on the block to Meyer, a couple of dribbles. Meyer bumped as she goes up with a shot, but still knocks it down. First points since the first quarter for Tanya Meyer. 7:07 to play in the third quarter. Northwest trailing 39-27. Imhoff out to the right for Burgess. Burgess at the top of the key, hands it over to the left for McPherson. Spins in the lane, now to the baseline left. A jumper up, no good for Flott, but a rebound on the backside for Shelby Lopez for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff now at the free throw line. To the top of the key for Burgess. She'll back up the dribble, let the offense reset, gets a screen from Flott. Now goes down the lane with the drive, up with a shot, hit it, Andrew the foul. Kayla Burgess will get a three-point play opportunity. The Bearcat foul will be called on Mallory McAndrews. That'll be her second, first against Northwest in this second half. Kylie Coleman into the ballgame for the Cats, replacing McConkey. Megan Maher into the ballgame for Pittsburgh State, along with Maya Williams. The basket by Michaela Burgess is good. That puts her into double-digit scoring with 10. She'll have an opportunity at the free throw line. typically scores in threes from outside the arc, as she's got 42 of them this season. Her free throw is good, so she gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way this time, and it gives Pittsburgh State a 42-27 lead over Northwest Missouri State. Madison Northcutt back into the game for the Gorillas. Jalen Haggard with it for the Cats across the timeline. Works it over to Coleman on the right side. She has it on the wing, brings it to the free throw line, down the lane, up with the floater, no good, but knocked to the floor. This foul should go against Madison Northcutt. And that is the case. That'll be the first on Northcutt. And they call it on the floor after the shot, so Northwest will inbound baseline right with 6:26 to play in the third. Inbound to the right side, McAndrews puts up a three, and that one is short. Northcutt will chase down the rebound for the Gorillas. Outlet to Burgess. Burgess speeds all the way to the hole. Nice bounce pass across the lane to Elena Blott, who gets a wide open look. And it's 44-27. Northwest has scored just 8 points since the end of the first quarter. And a three-pointer no good for Tanya Meyer, and the rebound to Pittsburgh State. Slot, open, takes a three, and she knocks it down. Fourth three of the season for Slot, a timeout for Northwest. 47-27, the lead for the Gorillas over Northwest Missouri State. 5:53 to play in the third quarter, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Basketball following the timeout. Bounce pass goes into Tanya Meyer. Now comes up to Maria Dentlinger. Into the left corner for Kylie Coleman. Onto the wing, Haggard. Haggard tried to get it out top. It's taken away by Michaela Burgess. Burgess will take it all the way the other way and hit the layup on the right side.
I'll tell you, Pittsburgh State on a nice run here over the last 8 minutes or so. They've outscored Northwest 33-4.
Cats have scored just 2 points in the last almost 12 minutes of game action. Now another steal for Pittsburgh State. Burgess works it ahead to Williams. Now back out to Burgess. Top of the key with it. Over to the left side. Steps back. Takes a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped. And Northcutt comes down with it for Pittsburgh State. Now Maya Williams at the right elbow. Gives it over to the left elbow for Flott. Inside to Williams. Up with the shot. Got it to go. 51-27, Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Dentlinger onto the right side for Coleman. Coleman will bring it top of the key, gets the screen out of the left elbow, out to Dentlinger on the wing. Haggard inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles, goes up with a shot on the right side. It's good for Tanya Meyer. 14 for Meyer, 51-29. Pittsburgh State with the lead in the basketball. Burgess to the top of the key. Brings it to the right side after a screen from Flott. Now we'll take it to the left side, down the lane, stops, 8-footer, short, and she'll get her own rebound. Into the corner with it, drives on the baseline, cut off by Coleman. Gets a pass into the right corner. This time a drive by Megan Maher. Maher up with the shot. It's off the front of the rim. And Mallory McAndrews to rebound for Northwest. Pass goes ahead to Coleman, right wing. She puts up a three. That's off the left side of the rim, no good. And Pittsburgh State with a rebound. Northcutt to Burgess. Back to Northcutt. Up with a shot, no good. But a foul on Kylie Coleman will send her to the free throw line for two. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And we've got a timeout, 51-29. The Gorillas lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 3:42 to play in the third, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Madison Northcutt at the free throw line, coming out of the timeout for Pittsburgh State. Hits both free throw attempts. 13 points in the game for her as she heads to the sideline with Brindley McPherson checking back in. 53-29 the lead for Pittsburgh State. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Macy Williams on the left side. Now to Tanya Meyer, top of the key. Over to McConkie. McConkie dribbles into the lane. Kick out pass is tipped by Imhoff, who can't catch up to it. Before it goes out of bounds, the Northwest will inbound. Zoe Hayward and Melody Tupawata also checked in during the last timeout for Northwest. Williams takes the inbound. Her pass is tipped by Imhoff, but picked up by Hayward, who dribbles off her leg. Picked up by Meyer, who has to launch up a three from near the sideline. She thought the time was running out on the shot clock. They had another 4 seconds. Imhoff to McPherson, who takes a three, and that one no good. Meyer the rebound for Northwest. Williams across the timeline with a dribble. Puts it over to the right side. Hayward near the sideline. Gives it up for McConkie. Now to the left for Williams. Between the circles. Gets the screen from Tupawata. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. Up with a shot on the right side. No good. The rebound for Athena Alvarado for Pittsburgh State. And a pass from Imhoff all the way down court. Trying to get that one to Shelby Lopez in the fast break. Overthrows the pass. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. 2:38 to play in the third quarter. 53-29 Pittsburgh State's lead. Macy Williams at the top of the key, down the lane, left side. Goes up with the shot, got it to go. Williams with 5. And it's a 53-31 game. Pittsburgh State with the ball. They have that lead as well. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Lopez on the left side. Goes inside to McPherson, guarded by Tupawata. Shot on the left, good for McPherson. 4 points for McPherson. 55-31, Pittsburgh State on top. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Macy Williams at the top of the key. Tupawata left side. She dribbles to the free throw line. Open, takes the shot, and it's off right. Rebound for Athena Alvarado, taking it away from Tanya Meyer. Outlet goes to Imhoff. On to the left side, McPherson takes a three. That one badly missed, but it's rebounded by the Gorillas. Did not hit the rim, so no shot clock reset. Top of the key with it is Maher. To the right elbow. Now to the left elbow for Alvarado. She'll drive down the lane with it. Layup, good. And Mele Tufuata will be called for a foul, giving Alvarado a three-point play opportunity. That'll be the first on Tufuata. Alvarado with 4 points. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. We'll get one opportunity here as Kehlani Maiaba comes in to take the place of Tufuata. 1:33 to play in the third quarter. And the free throw by Alvarado is good. She has 5 points, and it's now a 58-31 game. Pittsburgh State with the lead. Jalen Haggard back in the lineup for Northwest.
One area that's hurt Northwest in this game, especially since they pulled off from the field from what they were doing in the first quarter. They've only had 3 offensive rebounds this entire game, so not getting hardly any opportunities at second-chance points.
Marina Bauza checks back in for the Gorillas. Macy Williams ahead to Haggard on the left side. Haggard, top of the key, Hayward. She'll put it on the floor. Start a drive. Kick it out to Williams, right side. Williams into Maiaba. Maiaba bobbling the ball. Goes up with a shot. In and out, no good. Rebound for Megan Maher for Pittsburgh State. Imhoff ahead on the left side to Lopez. Back to Imhoff. Down the lane she goes. Spins. Kicks it out. Left side to Maher. Now inside. Nice look for Bauza. And Bauza gets the layup. Bauza with her first point of the game, 60-31, the lead for Pittsburgh State. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Hayward has a pass take from Macy Williams, go right off her hands and out of bounds. And that will give it back to Pittsburgh State. 50 seconds to play in the third. Imhoff will bring it across midcourt for the Gorillas. Northwest in a 2-3 zone defense now. We saw them switch up late against Missouri Southern as well. Bauza on the baseline right. Double team. Gets rid of it to Imhoff. Top of the key. Now underneath. Nice pass by Imhoff, but the shot by McPherson hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound for Hayward. Tried to go ahead to Macy Williams. It's tipped out of bounds by Imhoff. So an inbound coming for Northwest. Hayward inbounding right in front of head coach Buck Scheel. Gets it to Haggard out near the center circle. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Haggard checks the clock. Calls out the play. Clock hits 12, and Haggard sets the play in motion. Over to the right side with the dribble. Top of the key, it goes to Meyer. Meyer down the lane, into the middle. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound tipped out by Imhoff. Goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound with 3.5 seconds to play in the third. Macy Williams will inbound baseline left. Gets it to Haggard. Haggard puts it on the floor in the lane. Double clutch shot. Good for Jalen Haggard. Right at the end of the third quarter. 60-33. Pittsburgh State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
State with the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading Northwest 60-33. At the free throw line is Alvarado. Now down the left side of the lane on the drive. Shot blocked away by Maiaba and the rebound to Tanya Meyer.
Outlet goes to Macy Williams. Williams on the left wing. Crosses over. Now spins. Gets it out to Ma'aba. Fakes a three and gets it to Haggard between the circles. Haggard dribbles over toward the right side. Now to Ma'aba. On to the left for Williams. Between the circles, Coleman. Right side, Haggard. Nine on the shot clock. Bounce pass down to Williams. Williams into the paint. Tries to move. Goes up with the shot. Draws the foul. This will go on Brenly McPherson for Pittsburgh State. It'll be her first, team's first, in the fourth quarter.
Macy's done a good job giving the team a little bit of a lift coming off the bench this afternoon. Right now, 5 points, no turnovers, and it's really helped her on the offense.
Williams into the lane with the dribble. Double team, kicks it out right side. Ma'aba will take a three and rattle it down. Kehlani Ma'aba with her fourth three-pointer of the season. First today, 7 points for Ma'aba. 60-36, Pittsburgh State with the lead in the basketball. Over on the left side, Taylor Holmes, seeing her first action of the afternoon. Inside it goes to Bauza. Bauza has it knocked away by Ma'aba. Bauza picks it up, goes over to the right. Williams takes a three, no good. Rebound for Alvarado. Follow off the glass, good for Athena Alvarado. 7 points for her, 62-36 the lead for Pittsburgh State. Ma'aba with it, top of the key, now to the right side, Coleman. Coleman gives it out to Haggard. Tanya Meyer, top of the key, three is off left. Rebound for Michaela Burgess. Burgess across the timeline with the dribble. Guarded by Macy Williams. Now over to the left side for Maya Williams. Inside, trying to get it to Burgess. She bobbles it, but gains control. Out to Williams on the drive. Bumps Ma'aba, and are they going to call Ma'aba for this foul?
I think so.
She was perfectly still. Now, she didn't fall down, but probably should have been an offensive foul. But it will be the second on Kehlani Ma'aba, first team foul against Northwest. Maria Dentlinger and Mele Tupuwata back in for the Cats. And Madison Northcutt checks back into the game for Pittsburgh State. Northcutt takes it between the circles. Dribbles over to the left side. Gives it for Burgess. Burgess on the right wing. Drives into the lane. Nice pass over to Williams. Her shot no good. But a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Pittsburgh State. They call it on Macy Williams. That's her first. Alvarado is 3 of 3 at the free throw line this afternoon. And her first one here is good. 8 points for Alvarado. 63-36, the lead for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw on the way and good. 9 points for Alvarado. 64-36, Pittsburgh State's lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Haggard on the drive, hits the layup on the right side. That's 6 points for Jalen Haggard. 7:38 to play in the ball game. Burgess to the right corner. Now inside to Williams. Back out to Burgess. Burgess left open. Takes a three. Got it. Michaela Burgess with her third three-pointer of the ball game. 67-38. Pittsburgh State with the lead. Northwest Missouri State ball. 7:18 to go. Inside to Tupuwata. Turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound for Alvarado for Pittsburgh State. Burgess gives it over to the right corner. Open for three is Williams. She misses it right. Rebound to Northcutt on the baseline. Out top of the key, her pass taken away. Haggard with the steal. Haggard doesn't have numbers, but she puts up a three in transition and knocks it down. First three of the game for Haggard. Team leading 36-3 on the season. And it's a 67-41 game. Pittsburgh State with the lead in the ball. Northcutt on the baseline. Kicks it out between the circles for Burgess. 6:40 to play. Burgess onto the left side. Maya Williams to the baseline. Northcutt, 12-footer, in and out, no good. Macy Williams to rebound for Northwest. Able to rip that one away from Taylor Holmes. Now across midcourt. Williams gives it for Tupuwata. Onto the left side, Haggard. Haggard, top of the key, open. Three on the way, hits the back of the rim. The high rebound taken by Athena Alvarado. And Alvarado bumped from behind. Actually, they're going to call the push on Tupuwata. That'll be the second on Tupuwata. 13th foul against Northwest. And Pittsburgh State will have it.
Another area that's hurt, I talked a little bit earlier about Northwest struggling with offensive rebounds. Just overall rebounding-wise, Northwest being out-rebounded by 21. And it's hard to get a lot of things going when you're getting out-rebounded by that margin.
67-41, the lead for Pittsburgh State. 6:05 to go. Out between the circles, Josie Fortney. Saw a little bit of action in the first half. Now into the right corner for Maher. Down to the baseline. McPherson tries to go inside. Gets it there for Flott. Now back to McPherson. Knocked away. Tupuwata will chase down the loose ball and gets a steal. Haggard takes the outlet. Over to the left side. McAndrews. Gives it up for Haggard. Between the circles. Now to Coleman. Coleman down the lane. To Dentlinger on the baseline. Dentlinger a couple of dribbles. Then a kick out for McAndrews. Now to Haggard. 10 on the shot clock. Haggard on the right side. Hands it for Coleman. Coleman will take it to the free throw line, into the lane, underhanded layup off the glass, no good, but Tupuwata tips the rebound to Dentlinger. Over to the right for Haggard. Haggard tried to go into Tupuwata, got it to her, layup left side, good from L.A. Tupuwata. First points of the game for Tupuwata, 67-43, Pittsburgh State with the lead in the ball. Imhoff goes inside to McPherson, double teamed, kick out into the left corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good for Megan Maher, but the rebound for Imhoff. No-look pass underneath to McPherson. She hits the shot left side. 6-4 McPherson, 69-43, Pittsburgh State with the lead. Northwest balls, we're under 5 minutes to go. McAndrews with it on the right side, gives it for Coleman. Coleman dribbles to the free throw line, over to the left for Haggard, who is fouled. This will go on Josie Fortney. That'll be the second on Fortney, and with 4:38 to play, we've got a timeout. 69-43 to lead for Pittsburgh State over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at bomleyauto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State will have the ball coming out of the timeout. 4:35 to play. Pittsburgh State up 69-43. Zoe Hayward will inbound the ball from the far sideline in front of her own bench. Hayward looking, gets it to Dentlinger in the right corner. Now back to Hayward on the wing. Inside for Kehlani Ma'ava. Her shot no good. And the rebound for Taylor Holmes for Pittsburgh State. Ahead to McPherson left side. Into the corner. A three from Megan Maher is good. Maher with her first points of the afternoon, 72-43, Pittsburgh State. 4:13 to go, right side, McAndrews gets it to Hayward. Now Hayward loses a handle on it. It was knocked away by Josie Fortney. So Northwest will inbound as Marina Bauza checks back into the game. And an inbound from Haggard to Ma'ava, hands it back to Haggard. She dribbles to the free throw line. Shot fake. Turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound for Taylor Holmes for Pittsburgh State. We go inside 4 minutes to play. Girl is up 72-43.
Holmes at the top of the key, starts a drive, now throws a pass inside to Bauza, who hits a shot and draws the foul. So Marina Bauza will go to the free throw line for the Gorillas. Fouls on Tori Hayward. That'll be the first on Hayward. And Maya Williams checks back in for Pittsburgh State and takes the place of Maher. Bauza with 4 points and one free throw opportunity coming. 3:47 to go. The free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Ma'ava for Northwest Missouri State. 74-43, Pittsburgh State's lead. 3:40 to go. Haggard between the circles. Goes over to the left side. Now top of the key for Dentlinger. On to the right side, McAndrews. Inside, Ma'ava drives. Some of the shot, no good. But she'll go to the free throw line after a foul on Marina Bauza. That'll be the first on her 13th foul against the Gorillas.
And this is a first in the game for the Bearcats as well. A free throw coming up.
Two opportunities for Kehlani Ma'ava. 6 fouls total called in the game against Pittsburgh State. 3 of those coming here in the fourth quarter as Ma'ava misses the first opportunity. Now Morgan Brody checks in for Coach Lane Lord in Pittsburgh State, seeing her first action of the night. And Ma'ava will get a second free throw. That one is on the way and good. So Ma'ava hit one of the two. 8 points for Kehlani Ma'ava. 3:29 to go, 74-44, the lead for Pittsburgh State. Fortney dribbles with it, works it over to the left side for Holmes. Now to the corner for Fortney, looks down, now takes the shot and hits the three. First three-pointer of the season by Josie Fortney, only her third attempt on the season. And it's 77-44, Ma'ava inside, up with the shot, no good, draws the foul on Morgan Brody. That'll be the first on Brody, and Ma'ava will go back to the free throw line for the second straight trip down the floor. She hit one of two the last trip down the floor. 3:07 to play. First free throw by Ma'ava. Good. Nothing but net there. And Macy Williams, Kylie Coleman check in for Northwest. Hayward and McAndrews to the sideline for the Cats. And the second free throw coming up from Ma'ava. And that one is good. So she hit both on this trip. 10 points for Kehlani Ma'ava. 77-46, Pittsburgh State with the lead. Pass goes in the lane. Brody tries to go up with a shot. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Dettlinger got a hand on it. And an inbound coming for Pittsburgh State. Baseline left. 2:58 to go. Inbound to the left side, Maya Williams brings it top of the key. Now tries to drive, kick out in the corner, a three-pointer on the way. That one missed badly by Taylor Holmes. Rebounded on the backside by Northwest. Macy Williams to Ma'ava. She takes a three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound in the lane, picked up by Holmes for Pittsburgh State. Holmes spins, gets it out to the left wing. Fortney. Down underneath, nice look to Brody, and Brody takes the shot and draws the foul. Doesn't get it to go, so she will step to the free throw line as Kehlani Ma'ava is called for her third. Brody will be attempting her first free throw of the season for Pittsburgh State. Free throw is up and good. Mallory McConkey back in for Northwest. Takes the place of Jalen Haggard. 2:31 to go. Second free throw for Morgan Brody. Up and off the back of the rim. The long rebound chased down by Maya Williams for Pittsburgh State. Out to Holmes. Gets it over to the left side. Fortney dribbles behind her back. Works it out to Bauza. Bauza now to Williams. She dribbles on the left wing. Down the lane, up with the shot, no good. Rebound Brody, follow won't go. Maria Dentlinger with the board this time for Northwest. 2:10 to play, 78-46, Pittsburgh State's lead. Coleman along the baseline for Northwest, hits the shot off the glass. First points for Coleman this afternoon, 2 minutes to play. A 30-point Pittsburgh State lead. Fortney on to the left for Maya Williams. Now to the baseline and a pass across the paint to Holmes. who gets it inside for Brody. Can't hit the shot from six. Rebound goes out of bounds on the far sideline and will belong to Pittsburgh State. 1:41 to go. Don't forget the men's matchup coming up shortly after this one is complete here at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Maya Williams takes another three-pointer that's off the front of the rim. No good. Dentlinger with the rebound for Northwest. Williams to Dentlinger. Now to the left side for Coleman. Coleman gives it to McConkie. Drive down the lane for McConkie. A kick out to Williams. Williams dribbles behind her back to Coleman, top of the key. Drives now out to Williams, left side. Behind her back again with the dribble. Out to McConkie. Down to the baseline. McConkie up with the shot. No good, but she draws a foul with 2 seconds on the shot clock. And will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Taylor Holmes picks up her second foul. And McConkie to the free throw line to shoot two. First trip to the line for McConkie today, and she hits the first free throw.
Compared to the first three quarters of this game, and even more, Northwest living at the free throw line right now. Didn't get there until just a couple minutes ago.
Second one coming for McConkie, and that one is good. So she rattles both down. 8 points for Mallory McConkie and Pittsburgh State with the ball. A minute to play, 78-50, Pittsburgh State lead. Maya Williams on the right side, out to Holmes, top of the key. Now on to the left side, and to the baseline. From the corner, Williams takes a three, no good. And Maria Dentlinger with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Macy Williams. Williams to the free throw line. Dentlinger takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound for Brody for Pittsburgh State. Fortney into the lane. Jumps. Gets a pass to Holmes. Shot no good. Rebound tipped to Dentlinger. Out to Williams. Williams over to the right side for McConkie. 20 seconds to go. McConkie along the baseline to Dentlinger. Top of the key, Williams. She takes the three, and it's good for Macy Williams. Second three of the game for Williams. 8 points for her. 78-53. Pittsburgh State with the lead in the ball. 8 seconds to go. And Courtney will hold it on her hip as time will run out, and Pittsburgh State will get the win this afternoon. 78-53 over Northwest Missouri State. We owe you a timeout before we go to our post game. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back at John Lance Arena in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State women with the loss to Pittsburgh State here this afternoon, 78-53. Northwest falls to 1-13 on the year, 0-6 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State moves to 11-4 and 4-2. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Final Pittsburgh State win. We're back with more from Pittsburgh, Kansas. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
For the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Pittsburgh State women with a win, 78-53 hitter today over Northwest Missouri State. And John, the way this game started out, it looked like it was going to be a very fun afternoon. Northwest played so well, but a really rough second quarter, and they just never did recover from that.
No, they didn't. They got off, as you mentioned, a good start in this game, ran their offense well, got the ball inside, got a lot of points in the paint, and they were kicking out, getting some good looks outside. But I think about second quarter on, you saw Pittsburgh State pick up the intensity on defense, and then that resulted in some better looks at the basket for the Gorillas on offense as well, and they just went on a run, got Northwest out of the game, and Cats just could never recover.
78-53 the final. Pittsburgh State with the win. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Pittsburgh State women with a win over Northwest Missouri State this afternoon. It is time for our extra effort award, and John, looking at a player that came off the bench and played a solid 20 minutes this afternoon.
Yeah, that she did. Macy Williams off the bench ended up with 8 points, pulled down a couple of rebounds, had a couple of assists, was 2 of 2 from three-point range, 3 of 5 overall, and did not commit a turnover in this game for Macy. So all in all, a very solid performance out of Macy Williams.
Leading scorer today for Northwest, Tanya Meyer with 14 points. She also had 8 rebounds, 10 points for Kehlani Maiaba for Northwest as well. On the other side, 16 points out of Michaela Burgess, leading the way for Pittsburgh State. Again, the final score, 78-53. Pittsburgh State with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. I want to remind you that this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.